Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Well, we have one storm leaving. Boy, did you see the reports across southern New England? Wow. More on that in a little bit. Now we have that other storm coming into the central U.S., and that's going to have a variety of weather. You're listening to the Weather Insider Podcast for February 14th, Valentine's Day. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm solo today, and let's talk about what happened. And you know what? I shouldn't have missed this. I've seen this set up before, what happened in New England. There are reports of 8 to 10 inches of snow from Rhode Island in the southeastern Mass. Here's what's happened. The storm was well offshore. But what happens is on the backside of the storm, there was some cyclonic curvature. That is, winds going in a counterclockwise fashion. And you had the 500 millibar trough negatively tilted from last night into this morning. And then it swung through New England this morning. So what happens is, on the backside of the storm, where you have the cyclonic curvature, you also have an injection of Arctic air coming in, right? You got this little bonus snow. So now, listen, there was snow in the Lehigh Valley. The snow was a little farther west than what I anticipated doing. And the other area where the snow overachieved was in parts of Lehigh Valley, 4 or 5 inches. But what happens, if you look at the obs in Providence, it was snowing yesterday afternoon. Then last evening, that storm pulled away. The winds went out of the north. Temperatures fell into the lower to the middle 20s, and it just snowed. It just snowed the rest of tonight as the trough came in from the west, negatively tilted, and they got another 3-4 inches of snow. So lots of places ending up 6 to 10 inches of snow from Rhode Island in the southeastern Mass. All right, that storm's gone. Cold lingers today. Now we have this upper level low off the northwest coast. That's going to come into California Monday night, Tuesday. It's what I call an inside slider because it's not going off the coast of California. It's going across the Intermountain West. And that makes a world of difference because if the trough was off the west coast, you would get a westerly flow coming into Southern California, it would rain. But because you get more of a north to northwest flow around the upper low and the upper low is inland, you don't have a lot of moisture. So it may produce a couple of showers, but it's not going to produce a lot of rain, but it will bring an end to the warmth. It's going to cool down significantly in California, especially Southern California tomorrow because the Tuesday, because the cooling is already in Northern California because of the onshore flow. Now we're going to track that upper low. It's going to produce some snow across the Four Corners area. It's going to snow across the Rockies. I think there's going to be several inches of snow in the San Juan, San Diego Cristo Mountains. And then that system comes out into the Plain States. Now there's still some debate on how strong that storm is. One scenario has a weaker storm that there's not a lot of snow on the northwest side of this storm. You'd only be looking at an inch or two, let's say from Kansas City toward Peoria, toward Chicago. The other train of thought is, well, the storm's a little stronger and you're looking at more of significant snow, several inches of snow, you know, from central Kansas toward Kansas City. A place like Kansas City and Chicago, you start as rain, go over to a mixed bag, and then you end the snow. We're right in the middle of those scenarios, that on the northern side, there's going to be enough cold air and enough of the storm for accumulating snow. So, you know, you want to go to AccuWeather.com. You can see all of our snow forecast, but I'm going to kind of describe it to you. So we're going 3 to 6 inches of snow from like a Kansas City toward Columbia, Kirksville, the Quad Cities, Peoria, Springfield, Rockford, Milwaukee, Chicago, and then that 3 to 6 goes all the way toward Grand Rapids, north of Saginaw, and right toward Fort Wayne and right along the Ohio-Detroit, Michigan border. We do have a 6 to 12 area that would include Kalamazoo towards Saginaw and just north of Detroit. That's our snow area. Also, there's going to be soaking rains with this. I think there's a threat for locally heavy rain Thursday night from Tennessee, Western Tennessee, Kentucky, in the parts of Pennsylvania and New York State. And I'm afraid we could be looking at severe weather. I think we're going to get severe weather with this. The trough, even on the weaker scenario, is negatively tilted. Dew point temperatures look like they're going to get well into the 60s from Arkansas, Mississippi, and in the middle Tennessee. So we do have the threat for severe weather from East Texas and in the Arkansas late Wednesday night. And then Thursday from most of Louisiana, Mississippi, Western Alabama, and in the middle Tennessee, and perhaps all the way up in the Southern Kentucky. And because of this trough being negatively tilted, all forms of severe weather are possible. That's the concern I have. So you want to stay tuned to AccuWeather.com on this. This is a pretty big storm. You know what it is? It's like it's a spring-like storm. Remind you of that because of the severe weather and the threat for flooding. Make sure you have the AccuWeather app downloaded. It is a free download on your mobile device. Don't forget, we have all of the watches and the warnings. We have all our videos and stories. Don't forget Minutecast, minute-by-minute weather for your exact location for the next 4 hours. We'll let you know when the rain's going to start, stop, get heavy, and get light.
Thank you for listening to today's edition of Weather Insider. For the latest in breaking weather news, be sure to follow Bernie Reno on Twitter at AccuReno. And be sure to subscribe, rate, and review all of our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.